Sybil.
If ever we needed to get over the hump, good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
It is going on this weekend at B-More, baby. 5 shows. Find out where it is. You can do that.
I'm going to Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, I am. I'm going to Louisville on Saturday.
Nice.
To have a good time. All right. Okay, where do we start? We start with, let's start with the Orlando shooter. What do we know now?
It's more of the people who were shot, survivors of the shooting, spoke out yesterday.
Yeah.
And there was one young woman, her name was Patience.
Mm.
And she was, they were all, telling their story. And she had poetry, she had words of wisdom talking about her situation, as well as had been alluded before. When the shooter had people in a room or, lined up, and he asked, were there any African Americans in there?
What?
Yeah.
Because he wanted to shoot them first?
No.
He didn't want to shoot the African Americans.
She said that you all have suffered, your people have suffered enough, but that's not true in terms of who was shot. There were a number of African Americans, so
And he shot them.
He did shoot. And killed. But she did make a point of saying that in the press conference that they had yesterday. Meanwhile, his wife, the woman that he'd been with most recently,
mm-hmm.
Is saying that she was with him at those times that he went to the club to stake things out. She was with him when he went to Disney World, and that she was concerned about what he might try to do, which now begs the question, should she not be
charged
as
because
an
she didn't let anybody know.
And that's a violation.
Right.
Yeah.
And she said she was by his side when he bought the ammunition.
Right. And we said that yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, Sybil, did they find her or did she come forward?
They found her once she came forward, and once they found her and she did start to speak, she's now telling a lot.
She should be charged.
Is it true that when he was shooting, he was laughing like a horror picture or something?
That was from a number of people saying that the laughter was just so jarring. But other people said they didn't hear any laughter. There was just, when they were hiding, they would hear his voice, but not in terms of when he first opened fire. Some people, depending on where you were in the club, obviously, hearing different things.
One of the things I found out, Sim, about some of the people that survived, they somewhat feel guilty.
Yeah, survivor's
for surviving.
Remorse.
Yeah, it's called survivor's remorse.
There were guys, who were there who were with their friends, and, mm-hmm. They said they would see somebody who was shot and people were trampling over them. So their friend would go to help the person who was being trampled upon, and they got shot. Mm. Situations where just out of coincidence, somebody suggested, let's just go and have a drink before last call, since it's Latin dance night.
Mm.
And that's the way that one person in the group. One mother, we talked about the 48-year-old woman that died, and she was there to celebrate with her son, and she laid on top of her son in order to shield him.
He was mixed up about his sexuality, huh? We got reports that he sent pictures to men on websites like Adam for Adam, and he sent pictures and hooked up with females on Plenty of Fish, the website Plenty of Fish, Grindr.
Whatever he was, it's no cause to go out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not saying it was.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man.
That's
and hackers are hacking ISIS website in protest of the Orlando attack. And when you go to the ISIS website, some of the messages send you straight to a gay porn site.
Yeah, that's really doing something.
Yeah, just making them more and more mad. That's what it's doing. And then there's Donald Trump, who says that the president is more angry at him than he was at the shooter.
Because he's always going to point attention back at himself. Someone yesterday asked the president, why doesn't he use the term radical Islam and a radicalism terrorist? And the president's like, you know, nobody has ever told me, and my staff has told me, that saying this term is going to make a difference, is going to turn things around, is going to help us fight harder and find these guys quicker. It's a pretty ridiculous notion that, one term and then, but he's angry in the fact that Donald Trump is making hay out of this situation and still not coming up with any solutions.
Hillary Clinton has pulled ahead in the latest poll.
Yesterday was
the
final.
She's up by like 12 points.
She might be in double digits, beyond just 9 or 10 points. And she did win last night's D.C. primary.
It don't matter. Still.
Really?
He's not quitting. No, he's not done yet.
I thought he went to the White House.
He did.
He talked to the president.
Yeah.
He talked about
Hillary.
He talked to Hillary too
last night.
And he went right out there and had a press conference as soon as he left
and said, "You know, we're not done.
I am not quitting. No, we want certain things. We want blankets for older people
because we're cold."
Because we're constantly cold.
What else you want, Mr.
Bernie? You want medicine bottles to be open easier.
Medicine bottles are too hard to open, sir?
Very hard. Very hard.
Do you need some Ensure?
That, we need that. Chocolate? Vanilla? Uh-huh. Not so much. Nothing. Vanilla?
Ensure.
And soft shoes. And we want that.
Don't you need some support for your shoes?
Yes. 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 Yes, we want that.
What you said.
And Bengay is very hard to open. Very hard.
I hear it in your voice.
Okay.
He's not leaving. He is not. Mm-hmm. He is not.
Well, he gotta leave.
No, I don't. No.
You got to leave.
No, I don't.
At some point, you got to give up.
And I'm telling you, I'm not going. And you, and even you, you're going to vote for me.
Okay.
He's not quitting, man.
Thank you, Bernie.
Feeling the burn still.
I'm feeling it. It's Wednesday on the TJMS. Coming up on the show.